This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Portland, Oregon fire investigators say there's extensive damage to the city's Shabbat Jewish Center, and it was the second fire at that building in the past 5 days. They say the arson team is investigating. No longer being measured by the dozens, but California is battling wildfires that number in the hundreds. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Currently, we are battling some 367 known fires that are burning statewide.
On the upside, Newsom says the very large Apple fire in Southern California is no longer so large, almost 100% contained. A miner that appeared on Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, David Turin's Lost Mine, has passed away. Jesse Goines found unresponsive on the set in Colorado on Tuesday night. He was 60 years of age. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are down slightly, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One of the most common ingredients when folks cook across America, an onion recall, is still making news. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away.
And the NFL says cheerleaders and mascots for teams will not be allowed on fields during this 2020 season. Teams are allowed to set their own policies concerning fan attendance during the pandemic, but not the same when it comes to the cheerleaders, mascots, and reporters. supporters. They will not be permitted on the field during any games. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll, and it's what it's all about. We do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. And it requires we the people, yes, an activated citizenry to be about the people's business to get this country back on track. So you are enlisted by virtue of your citizenship. And it is paramount that you gain in knowledge so that we are strategic in understanding what is happening and how to go about, you know, the people's business to do right by and for the people. Well, the Democratic National Party has been in full display. Quite interesting what seems to be missing more than what's shared. You know, we hear a lot about how much they despise Donald Trump and all the claims against a man who decided to step away from his business to serve the country. And he's been so incredibly maligned. Let's ignore the great things that he was able to effect on behalf of the American people, which makes you wonder. I got to bring our guest on here real quick from Understanding the Threat. He's the vice president of Understanding the Threat, former FBI. John Bennett joins us now. John, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got lots to talk about here regarding Joe Biden. But, you know, as I was just stating, to me, you know, when you consider an organization, you not only consider what you see, but also what you don't see, what sticks out, which, you know, in your study and understanding the threat, you look at the obvious and it's interesting, even some of the obvious things may not be something that some people might consider to be obvious. It might just be the deafening sound of silence.
Yes, there's a lot of it, especially with Biden and Harris ticket. I mean, it's just appalling to me that more people haven't made a huge uproar because of what they represent and who they're aligning themselves with. For instance, Joe Biden has known strong ties to communist organizations, known strong ties to terrorist organizations, Islamic organizations, and both are totalitarian forms of government, if you will, that are trying to topple our constitutional republic. And especially Joe Biden, have been ushering this in for years. And recently he's made some strong remarks publicly about his support for terrorists and communists.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, is you have to consider who's associating with Joe. I mean, we've got a former president, first lady, two first ladies, claiming that Joe is the utmost of credibility. And when you look at some of the things and the corruption that he's been involved with that goes even throughout his family, I mean, everybody talks about Hunter Biden, but further investigation demonstrates that this is a side hustle for the Bidens. I mean, they have taken full advantage, which is what politicians do, not every politician, but too many, because they can get away with it. You know, whether it's quid pro quo action, you know, side hustles here and there, Hunter Biden, it's been noted the millions and billions of dollars that he's been able to, you know, to command, and, you know, that, you know, how China has supported him. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, as Chris Farrell reported yesterday, over 800, John, trips on Air Force Two. That's the People's Plane. He is with his dad conducting business at the people's expense. I mean, this is quite rich, but, you know, the mainstream media is not going to, you know, not about to report on it. But yet we're supposed to be led to believe that Joe Biden is reeking of credibility when he's reeking of corruption.
Yes, he's deeply corrupted, and we see it. I mean, I saw and I was just disgusted, to say the least, when Colin Powell got on national television yesterday and said Joe Biden is the right guy for the office. I mean, I was just disgusted, but it goes to show how deep, how deeply penetrated, and how exposed the establishment, mm-hmm. Democrats primarily, and some of the Republicans, in the swamp that Donald yes. Trump has been trying to drain in his time in office. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the people that are coming out trying to get a communist, terrorist-loving former vice president to be the president of the United States. It's just appalling to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, here the Democrats supposedly, after all they put President Trump and this country through in terms of foreign intervention and involvement with our voting process, they seem to ignore the ties that are so tightly bound to the Biden family. You know, let's just say China, for one.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ties there. I mean, you've got Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Liberation Road. They're all supporting the Biden campaign, trying to get him elected. He's got close ties with the Chinese government. He's pushed for and said that he will continue to go back and help China with their economy. I mean, this after China has been, I mean, for lack of better words, has been raping the United States for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, their reasoning behind it was, well, we will help them with their economy because it will lead to a freer nation, which sounds great on paper. But the fact is, and history has proven, they're not changing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're using us, and we're supplementing the communism that they're perpetrating on their people.
Well, actually, we're actually paying for their military, if the truth be known, amongst other things. And, yes, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look at this and say, wait a minute, for all the intent and investment that we have given to China, where's the return on investment? See, this is what this is the difference between having a politician and a businessman in the Oval Office. A politician just keeps on waxing poetic and is hopeful that something will come around, and they think their big victory is if they avoid war. They don't think that it has anything to do with the American people and how the American people are compromised and how vulnerable we become because we job out all these, you know, critical infrastructure, you know, whether it's pharmaceuticals, metals, other issues that we've jobbed out at the exposure and vulnerability of the American people. And Donald Trump has seen this for decades and said, what are you guys thinking? You know, so no big surprise when he came into office, when he started, you know, affecting these things and making these big changes. The thing, again, that amazes me is that you have somebody like a former president, Barack Obama, you know, condemning these moves that are all in the best interest for America. So it makes you wonder, okay, we know that Biden is in the tank, so how much is Obama in the tank?
Oh, he has been. Ever since he was elected to office, I mean, he would have never made it where he was if it wasn't for a communist organization and these terrorist organizations like MGAGE and others that are supporting Biden now are the same ones that supported Obama and got him into office. Maybe Council for a Livable World, which Obama and Biden have both said, I owe them everything for helping me get elected to office. Known communist organizations. You've got terrorist organizations like Hamas doing business as CARE, the Muslim Brotherhood, which was penetrated deep into...
I'll tell you, John, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back, okay?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. That's 800-371-5142.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you with the Vice President of Understanding the Threat, former FBI and Oklahoma State House Representative, John Bennett, continues with us. John, you were just mentioning about the impact of these really anti-American groups, which is been quite astounding. We've had, Trevor Loudon, who you may know, for over a decade, has qualified these political interests, and people have moved into our government who are declared democratic socialists. People weren't sure what that meant, but we're starting to understand more and more what's going on. It's amazing that it's taken this long, and I imagine, you know, for you and for John Guandolo and everybody with understanding of the threat, that you guys are out there on the front line and you're going, what is America thinking? You know, they're just asleep at the wheel. And meanwhile, you have all these Trojan horses coming into a neighborhood and a state near them.
Yes, absolutely. And they've been penetrated inside our United States government for many administrations. And as you said, we're sitting here going, okay, what is going on here? But I think with the director of the FBI, Comey, as well as the director of the CIA, Brennan, as it come to light that they are, in fact, Marxist or communist, it's pretty obvious that the reason they're so penetrated into our system lies primarily on their shoulders. The heads of the two agencies that are responsible for protecting this nation against those specific threats are the two that that perpetrated them and allowed them to come into our system. And there are still a lot in the system, even though some have been found out and flushed out.
Right.
I mean,
well,
out of control.
And we were talking about this earlier, that, you know, Chris Wray seems to be missing in action. And I'd shared with a guest that brought that up. I said, well, he's a company guy. He's not looking to really seriously go after the corruption. It requires a real independent thinker in much the same way that I think, and I hope, you know, the position that Bill Barr is serving in terms of as Attorney General, you know, the skin in the game that he has is that he really wants to do something about the corruption, but he also knows that he can't necessarily go in with a sledgehammer, that some of this stuff has to be, you know, attacked with a scalpel and more precision-like. And, you know, we're starting to do that, but it's just not moving fast enough, because what I'm concerned about, and you probably as well, John, is that, you know, beyond Donald Trump, and if Joe Biden was to get elected, all this goes away and the deep state celebrates and lives another day.
Yeah, absolutely goes away. I mean, because if you look at it, Joe Biden, who's been in politics for over 40 years, and what he has said and done, and the fact that he was the vice president for Barack Hussein Obama. And if you look at those and then go back and research and look at all the threats that was within their administration, for instance, Mohammed Elberry, he was worked in the Department of Homeland Security as an advisor, had a top secret clearance. Now, he was a Muslim brother, which they found out after the fact, and they wound up getting rid of him. And then you've got, I don't know, Mohammed Majid, which was the director of ISNA, which is a Muslim Brotherhood organization, as we saw in the evidence of the U.S. versus the Holy Land Foundation trial, which was the largest terrorism financing trial in United States history, by the way, clearly indicated and had proof that ISNA is a Muslim Brotherhood organization, Islamic Society of North America. Mohammed Majid worked. He got the FBI Director's Award under Comey, by the way.
Yeah.
And he also worked in our United States government as a national security advisor on Islamic issues. And we wonder why we're still today, 19 years later, we're still fighting the war on terror. Well,
yes.
That's why. Because
yeah.
The enemy has been and still are advising our United States government on who the enemy is.
Yeah, it's no longer existential. It's within our boundaries, whether it's congressmen, whether it's deep state operatives, as you just cited. I mean, another concerning benchmark here is what happened in Missouri. I don't know if you saw this, but Cori Bush beat out a longstanding, you know, Democratic opponent, William Clay of the famous, infamous Clay family that have controlled Missouri in that seat for decades. decades. And she was able to overcome them. Now, Cori Bush, you know, this is a dominant, safely Democratic seat. So chances are that she will be elected and be a be the first black woman to represent Missouri in Congress. Now, the anarchists are thrilled that this radical, she's a Black Lives Matter militant. And she has gone on. She's tried before, and now she's been successful and really turned things up down. I mean, she is Missouri's version of AOC, essentially, but even more radical that she comes in. And, you know, I tell you, everything is coming under threat right now because, and when I say everything, I'm talking about everything that we know about the U.S. Constitution, and a free America is all under threat, in my humble opinion, because you have the squad already in place, led by AOC and Ilhan Omar, and you know, where are we going from here? I mean, it's now becoming very obvious. Before, it was by title and in back rooms in terms of democratic socialists. Now we have gone, you know, full blown into the road of anarchy and Marxism.
Yes, absolutely. And worse than that, I mean, it's the communists and the terrorists, the jihadis, are working together. Matter of fact, Carlos Jackal said, which is rotting away in a French prison today, he was a terrorist. He said only a coalition of Marxists and Islamists can destroy the United States. And that is exactly what they're doing. They have been, and they're continuing to work together. And I hope that your listeners are paying attention to this. When you've got, they are blending together, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, you've got Nancy Pelosi, you've got all these Democrats, as you stated earlier, Trevor Loudon, has posted the 50 most easily identifiable communists in the United States Congress today. All of them, or almost all of them, are also strongly tied or have very close ties to the Islamic terrorist groups. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, right. You mentioned, Jerry Nadler, AOC, Barbara Lee, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this is a cabal of just anti Republican or anti-republic.
Yes. And they're well entrenched, John Bennett. I mean, you know, because, you know, a lot of people want to think, oh, it's just George Soros. It's more than George Soros. We have corporate America up to their earlobes in this situation. I mean, the people do not realize how pernicious and how surrounded we are, and what a threat to this democratic republic that we're subjected to. I don't know how they're missing it.
I don't either, and because it's all in front of us. I mean,
well, the mainstream media is not helping us, that's for sure. I mean, they are either useful idiots in this whole process, or they are there part and parcel, you know, with this cabal.
Yeah, absolutely. Them, and when Joe Biden himself says, I think we should teach more about Islam in American schools. Well, why on earth would we do that? Mm-hmm. Because what Islam is completely antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Communism is completely antithetical to the United States Constitution. So why are we allowing and pushing for the teaching of those two doctrines in our public schools to children? Why? Because it's coordinated and it's intentional efforts to start from the ground up to replace our constitutional republic with one of those two.
Exactly. Well, this is how malleable... This is how malleable Joe Biden is, and how malleable his presidency could be, and why the majority of progressives are so excited about Kamala Harris being number two.
Yes, I mean, she's way out there, too. I mean, she's voted to cut defense funding. She's voted against things that America is about. I mean, it's just unbelievable the road that we're going down.
Yeah.
And it's supported, and Americans are standing by, really, because the media is not showing them, and they're not doing their own research and allowing it to happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, John Bennett, former FBI Vice President of Understanding the Threat, has been with us. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night three of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, this is why we can't grow weary in doing good. If you know what good is, okay, keep your eyes on the prize, because maybe we just haven't seen it yet, and we've gotten closer to it. Yes, COVID is here, and we've been dealing with it, and by God's grace and mercy, forget about what mainstream media is telling you, or even what the Democratic Party is telling you. It's clear after that tweet from Ocasio-Cortez the other day that was up and came down very quickly, where she was encouraging businesses not to reopen because it would hurt Trump. It would overall, and she said, which, you know, again, this is their mindset. She says, yeah, being out of work and the loss of income is a small price to pay in order to get rid of Donald Trump. Dr. Alveda King is with us right now. Did you see that tweet, Alveda?
I did not see that tweet, but I'm not surprised, because that is the entire mindset of a very out-of-control group of people.
Amen.
Not as huge in number as we would think they are, but very influential, and they have a platform. Mm. And so they are affecting others. Bill, let me say this, though, before we get into that. I am so grateful and encouraged to be on the air with you right at this moment. COVID has been terrible, and we've lost loved ones. And for anyone who's lost loved ones, my love and prayers are with you. So have I. Herman Cain was my big brother and my mentor. We miss Herman.
Yes. Amen.
So we got that. And then the economic issues, President Trump is fighting really, really hard, though, to keep the thing balanced. And it's outrageous to tell people, okay, lose your job, lose some people to COVID by death because we're not going to let you have the real medicines that'll heal you. But it's a small price to pay to get rid of Donald Trump. That's just macabre and really just unbelievable, Bill. And I have, you know, I have been a little despair and depression and all that kind of thing and been successful because I keep running to the Lord and I keep casting my cares on the Lord, and God is sustaining me, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, thank goodness. But everybody hold on and vote like you believe in God.
Amen.
Don't vote because you think you're scared. Don't vote because this is the worst thing that could happen. Vote as if you really believe in God. And that means we're going to vote for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, stable and balanced families, economic security. Vote like you believe in God.
Yeah, and you believe in your, and that you believe in.
We worship God.
Amen. No, no, that's okay. And that you believe in your families. I mean, this is tomorrow's future that we're voting for.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, you know, we're behind the eight ball here in this whole situation because the Democrats and the progressives and Marxists are not messing around. Just a little quick sidebar, and then I want to get in because I want to talk about something really significant that I know that you're involved in and we're supporting as well. That's going to be coming up in September. But, you know, the mainstream media's heads were exploding when Donald Trump said, I've got a pardon that I'm seriously thinking about. It's going to be huge. I mean, they're thinking Julian Assange, they're thinking Snowden. I mean, what was going on here? And Donald Trump goes back into the archives and pardons women's rights advocate Susan B. Anthony. And I know a lot of people didn't realize that she was right.
Oh, my God.
Didn't she love this?
What did she do? Why did she have to be pardoned? Tell it again, please.
She, in 1872, she was convicted for voting illegally.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that powerful? You know, he pardoned my goddaughter, Angela Stanton,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
She was a nonviolent felon. So, Susan B. Anthony, that's huge, in the words of the president. That's huge.
Yes, hugely. Yes, without a doubt. So, the heads from the left were going great. And then all of a sudden, here he is, and he pardons Susan B. Anthony. God bless him. But I want to talk to you about the return, you know, in this, as we were saying before, because all that we've been dealing with, 19 years after the first shaking that America experienced at 9/11, we're being shaken again, and people of faith are realizing that what we're dealing with is a spiritual issue, it's a faith issue, and the Father in heaven is the solution. He is the antidote to COVID and the chaos and the suicides that are happening in the streets of America, the riotous behavior, and there is a call that we're expecting, what, at least 500,000 people to attend in Washington, D.C. at the mall to participate in the return. Tell our audience about that.
Some will be participating virtually. Some will be physically at the mall. We encourage everybody to go to the return. I think it's thereturn.com, but
yes,
you should have that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I am one of the participants, and we've been organizing and praying. My voice, you'll hear me say, God forgive us for buying the socially engineered concept of separate races. We are one blood, one human race. Of one blood you created all people. And as one blood, we come back and we are asking for the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us. That's very, very important. There's so much that America needs to repent for, yet there's so much each individual needs to repent for.
Exactly.
And that's on 2 Chronicles 7:14, returning to God. And we are, and we love the Lord. And ethnic, you know, color, Bill, just means ethnicity. If you see people with different complexions, different shaped eyes, different shaped bodies, that's ethnicity. That's not race.
Exactly.
There's one human race.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And as you and I have discussed many times before, so many are praying for revival. And we say, well, before revival comes repentance, we need to reconcile our behavior, our past, with God. And God, even before 2 Chronicles 7:14, you read that when pestilence, you know, comes upon you.
Yes.
If my people, here we are, oh, hello. I think COVID-19 is pretty much a pestilence, don't you think?
It is, and I know you hear me sniffling a little bit. I don't have COVID-19. I tested negative, but I was literally crying in my car headed to a meeting and just crying about the goodness of the Lord, thanking God for being on this particular radio interview with a man who stands firm in the airwaves. You know, Satan has the title, Prince of the Power of the Air, but the airwaves belong to God.
Yes,
the
amen.
The Lord's in the fullness, and Bill is taking these airwaves with truth. So y'all pray for Bill, too, in the name
amen.
Of Jesus.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Dr. King, because, we're all in a battle, and Satan's not going to take this sitting down. I mean, and you can always tell when you're about the Father's work, and that is you begin to get attacked, from all angles. And so that's an indication. But this movement, Jonathan Kahn, yourself, and, you know, Kevin Jessup, Pastor Jessup are involved in, so many other people, to bring us all together that we would truly fall on our face before a holy God and cry out for repentance. We are missing the mark. And the other thing, to the earlier point that you were saying in terms of people of faith and in voting, we know statistically, Alveda, that only 50% of church-going people of faith, will register to vote. That's a sad number. Only 50%.
30 million Christians are not registered to vote on the misconception that voting belongs to the world. But why would Joseph and Mary be on the way to pay taxes?
Yes.
As citizens of their area? You have to give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar and unto God what belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a responsibility to vote like we believe in God.
Exactly.
We have that responsibility. And that means we cannot be voting for abortion and transgender things. You know, we love everybody. Don't get me wrong. We love everybody. But we have to vote like we believe in God and the Word of God. We have to vote that way.
When you consider the history of America, it's because of its founding. We declared that we would be a nation under God. And as Ronald Reagan says, a nation that abandons their position as being a nation under God, forsakes God, will be a nation gone under. And we're so close to realizing that warning that he put out into the body politic decades ago. But it really, it behooves people, it more than behooves people of faith, because people of faith have been the game changers. We have been the nation changers of the world. People of faith. And I believe God is calling us
and
like never before.
Can I mention this, though, really quick?
5 seconds. Go ahead.
For Faith for Life. I'm a non-denominational Christian. I belong to the
Here's Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
Since 2009, the Tide Ministry has launched radio programs in 11 languages in Nigeria, each one reaching a different region and people group with the gospel. Listeners often report back about miraculous healing of body, soul, and relationships. One wrote, "I thank the Almighty God for restoring peace in my household." The Tide radio programs are potentially heard by almost half of the population of Nigeria. But the reality is that this still leaves over 100 million Nigerian people without access to gospel radio programs in the language they were born to speak. And because most of them are deeply entrenched in other religions, we still have much kingdom work to do in Nigeria.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And according to a new Google Gallup survey, 90% of parents want their child to study computer science. There it is. And more schools than ever are providing computer science as early as middle school, with 58% of middle schools offering an actual computer science class, while 80% of middle schools are offering computer science lessons in another class or as an after-school club. Moreover, 35 states have passed legislation and adopted standards to expand computer science in K-12 classrooms. Learning computer science and coding is going to help students adapt and create new technologies by building collaboration, logical reasoning, problem solving, and design skills from an early age. With us right now to talk more about it and everything you need to ace computer science and coding in one big fat notebook is Grant Smith. He's back with us. Grant, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Well, good to have this conversation. I'm always excited about this because, like you, boy, and we're just talking about these new opportunities that are coming about. I know that times, because things are changing so much in terms of, you know, the jobs and the marketplace and this, but, boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to computer science, it is alive, it's well, it's flourishing, and on the horizon, you only see greater things happening, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's another interesting stat out there from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that 65% of elementary kids who are currently in elementary school, will work in jobs that don't exist yet. So things are changing so rapidly, and we know that most of the jobs in STEM are actually in the computing area and computer science, and so this is a huge growth area, but I would argue that not just for the specific careers, but I think just in general, because we live in this digital world everybody should know a little bit of computer science. So I think this is great for every kid, not just for the kids who are interested in, you know, exploring this field for possible careers or whatnot, but I think every kid needs to understand that digital world around them, how those algorithms are used to control their lives sometimes, and, you know, understand a bit more so they have a little bit more power in their lives.
No, without a doubt. Well, this is the first book for a middle school audience that covers both computer science and coding. So when you guys put this together, did you say, gosh, you know, what took us so long? We should have done this earlier, right?
Well, the interesting part about computer science education is, you know, it's been around in high schools for a while, for sure. And some middle schools have been teaching it, but it really hasn't been until the last decade, really, is when we really started to get going in the last 6 or 7 years. And so, yeah, in the last decade, we've started to pick things up, and this book is based on the most recent National Computer Science Teachers Association standards that are those standards that you mentioned, the 35 states adopting that have adopted these standards. So this was a standards-first book where we actually took a look at what kids in middle school can and should learn, and how do we approach it so it's appropriate, developmentally appropriate for them. You know, we're not jumping into the deep end here. This is introductory stuff.
Right.
And how to break it down for them.
Exactly. I know some parents may look at, you know, the standards here, and when you talk about the five areas, it could be possibly a bit overwhelming. You know, break that down for our audience, what we're looking at, because, you know, I'm seeing, you know, computing systems, data and analysis, algorithms and programming, networking, internet, part of web development unit, and impacts of computing throughout. I mean, this could be a bit foreboding going in, but like you said, believe it or not, this is not the deep end of the pool, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Yeah, and you know, the cool part about the book, I'll definitely jump into the areas, but also just so you know about the book, it's broken down with nice illustrations and very simple terms and whatnot, so it's a very easy approach. And those topics are the additional topics to coding. So, for example, a lot of books might focus just on coding, but in addition to coding, the other areas of computer science include computing system, which is about, you know, the hardware and software. How do they work together? What exactly is a computer? You know, how do you define a computer? How do we interact with computers? Things like that. And then data and analysis, you know, so much of computer science right now is about collecting data and using that data to make informed decisions. So we talk about that and how that's done. We also talk about networking and the internet. How do we connect other computers? How do we access content that's on the internet? What is the internet? And how does it work? I feel like that's one of those things that kids these days, you know, the internet was created before them, so they don't consider it technology anymore. It's just there.
Exactly.
And so it's important for them to understand what is it, and help them not take it for granted so much. Mm-hmm. And then the impacts of computing is the fifth pillar of computer science for middle schoolers. And that's, you know, taking a look at, you know, some ethical questions and also about some questions about how does this impact your daily life, specifically you, right? And and how this could impact other people's lives as well. And start to think about, well, what would life be like without the internet? Or how is this artificial intelligence biased and things like that?
You want to know what it looks like without computer science and that? All you have to do is take away the cell phone of a teenager in your household. You'll find out real quick what it looks like.
Yeah.
It gets reduced to its lowest common denominator quite rapidly. Let's also address, if we can here, Grant, the in-depth practical coding knowledge that you get into.
Yeah, that's right, because that's also the fifth part. That I think a lot of people kind of understand what coding is. They probably get the idea that programming is writing out instructions for a computer, right? And it's, you know, basically writing a recipe that a computer can follow. And the idea here in the book is that we recognize a lot of middle schoolers are exposed to different programming environments. So we actually included three altogether, so that, you know, out of the three, chances are you're probably getting one of these in school. Or if you aren't, then you should understand them. So one of them is Scratch. It's called Scratch. It's a programming environment that was developed for educational use that actually it's a visual environment. What it means is there are a bunch of blocks, like Legos, that you snap together, and each block represents what would be a line of code. And when you snap them all together, you actually create programs. It's a great introduction to the logic behind programming without, you know, the frustration of the syntax. For example, in JavaScript, you leave out a semicolon and the whole thing doesn't work, right? So you're not going to get those types of frustrations with Scratch. But then we also use Python, which is a professional programming language. Real programmers use it. And that one is also a great introductory one because it's a little bit more simple. And we have, you know, you can make a lot of cool projects as a kid in Python. And then the last environment we teach is HTML and CSS. We teach both of those in conjunction because those are the basic building blocks of websites. And that will get you started in the realm of web development if you're interested in that as well.
Yeah, you want to blow your kids away at the dinner table. Start throwing around language like that, like, oh, man, I was working on this code, and I left out the comma, and, you know, throw out Python right there and watch the kids' heads squirrel around here, you know, just for fun. Maybe something might take you a little bit deeper than you expect. The intent, Grant, of this book, is it, you know, kind of a manual, a tutorial? Is it all that and then some?
Good question. It's pretty thick. It's over 500 pages, so it's not a book that's meant to be read from cover to cover. Mm-hmm. You can definitely check out the topics that you are interested in and skip around. Or perhaps if you're using this in conjunction with a class, then, you know, you'll read whatever topics your class is talking about at the moment. But that's the cool part about this is that since it is broken up into distinct units and chapters, you don't necessarily have to read it from cover to cover to base, you know, new knowledge on prior knowledge and things like that. So if you're just interested in the coding part, go ahead, skip to those coding chapters, read about that, and have at it, make some cool projects and have some fun. If you're interested in the history of computers, go read that chapter. And that's a lot. That's actually really interesting. I know history doesn't get a lot of people excited, but the history of computers is really exciting to me. Or if you want to learn about just how should you analyze data, you know, go ahead and do that. So, it's a book you can jump around in.
Grant, for you, how did this come about? You know, your interest, were you just, when you came in contact, you go, wow, I was designed for this. This is a match for me. And you've just been, you know, running away with the whole computer science theory and application. How did this come about?
Yeah, that's so I remember, you know, studying computer science in college and thinking I wanted to do that as a career. And then, you know, I ended up going the education route just because I had always felt like that was my passion. And so I ended up becoming an educator and becoming mission driven, just enthralled with this idea of teaching kids to code and how do you break down these complex concepts into a way that kids can apply them. And I've actually started teaching both my kids. We start when they're three teaching them to code because we break it down to, we actually call it pre-coding. Mm-hmm. And we break down the concept.
Heck yeah, so by 5 years old, if you look at them as profit centers and they're bringing profit into the household, I mean, hey, it's good to have kids around the house, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like the old days when you have lots of kids for farm labor, right?
Exactly.
Coding labor now.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, it's just a really interesting topic, especially because we live in the digital world, and so it's interesting to, and it's something new that's being taught. You know, we've taught music for centuries or math for centuries, and so it's really fun to break into something new and figure out what is the best way to teach it.
And I tell you, I really appreciate your heart. I mean, you're a former computer science teacher. I can tell you love this. It just exudes from you. And your passion for it is quite engaging. And it wants us all, you know, it encourages us to learn more about it. And, you know, this latest book is just awesome. I can see a lot of parents, you know, getting this for their kids, and then they're going to fight over the book because each have a chapter of interest that they want to see, you know. So, again, I thank you so much. How can people get their hands on your book, Grant?
Yeah, you can find them at your bookstores if you're able to go in there, or you can find them online as well if you go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or anywhere that you can buy books online as well.
Grant, thank you so much. Happy computing to you, huh?
Thank you so much, Bill.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?